Young Audience Award in partnership with Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and we're going to be talking about the 2018 EFA Young Audience Award with Vincent Lucassen with the Under the Milky Way team. And I guess the best way to start off this interview is maybe if you could tell us, give us a little overview about Under the Milky Way.
Well, actually, we are quite a young company. We exist around 5 years now, and what we do is actually a new job profile in the business, so to say. We help rights holders to exploit their films on video-on-demand platforms like the global ones, iTunes, Google, Microsoft, Sony, Amazon. Because if you want to go there yourself, it's not so easy as a filmmaker or as a rights holder or as a sales. Normally you go through a so-called aggregator, and that's actually the job we do. It means we help you to make the contract, help you to deliver the material, and we give you insight in the royalty reports and do the whole financial part. So yeah, that's actually our job. It's a sort of in between, and it makes things easier for the platforms but also for the rights holders, because what we try, and that we could establish in the last 5 years, that we try to give a one-stop shop solution, that with one master from your film that we can exploit it on all platforms parallel. And that's an interesting way of doing this, I think.
And is this all films?
Well, it's feature-length films. We talk about films which have had a cinema release. And yes, in principle, we have a preferred contract with iTunes. So we follow them in where they open their film store. So and they're open in more than 112 countries. So we can deliver your films there. So we have really a global contract. We are also with around 20 people, positions in all parts of the world, and we help each other to exploit the film. So if I aggregate, I'm based in Vienna, if I aggregate films from the German-speaking territories, Eastern Europe, Russia, or Turkey, I bring them to my colleagues if the rights holders want to exploit them in other parts of the world, and they pitch the films then to the platforms and bring them online there. So we work together. And there's a hub based in Paris where the company is based, and from there on we coordinate all the releases. And at the moment, we just reached yesterday, I saw an email, that we have now 5,000 films online, especially with iTunes. So we are among their main five deliverers worldwide if we talk about the amount of films. So it means we also do small films, yeah? We do documentaries, we do animation films. So we always talk about feature length, but we are also interested in pushing diversity, make films available in the whole of Europe. And also, the politicians in Brussels, they see that we are able to make films available everywhere. And it's interesting by crossing borders, because we have to understand each other language and each other film language and each other storytelling. And VOD is actually quite a useful way of reaching out for that kind of audience.
Yeah, right. And 5,000 films is not bad for what you call the new kind of relatively new company, right?
Yeah. Be aware, we don't own the films. We help the others to bring those films online. Yeah, but yeah, we coordinate everything around them. We are also able to specialize on certain films. Now we are in a way of, we can even curate amount of films. I'm in the middle of a project which is called Global Nomads. Each year on World Refugee Day, we group a lot of films about refugees, storytellers, and we bring them online available in as many territories as possible. And together with the UNHCR, which is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee in Geneva, we promote them around the World Refugee Day. And for them, it's very interesting to have this real storytelling about these difficult topics. And they're so important, those topics, because we want to show the stories behind the numbers. And those stories are hardly to find, you know. The slots of television are disappearing, or it's late night. But it's very important to have those stories available, that people understand what's really going on in this world.
Vincent, can you tell me a little bit more about the role that you, your role within the company?
I'm just one of those 20 people working all together. I mean, we have, of course, a little bit the feeling that we are an avant-garde, because we are very new, and we try use new possibilities of bringing films to audiences, finding the audiences, defining the audiences. Sometimes, especially with documentaries, you work closely together with the producer and the filmmakers because they know their audience quite well. And that's also where our role come in. And, like I said, I'm based in Vienna. I do this area. I aggregate here the films. But we have our yearly meetings next week in Cannes or in Berlin. We meet a few days together within the company, exchange the newest developments about the focuses on certain films we expect the coming half year. And so, it's quite exciting to be part of this this company, this project, and we see that film distribution is going into that direction, and that old structures have to be dissolved a bit and make feasible for this new future, because distribution windows are going to change. Audience you can reach, you have different means, you have different possibilities. And it asks a different way of thinking also if you start working on your film in the very beginning already.
That's very interesting. And moving on to the Young Audience Award, can you tell me how that kind of began, that collaboration?
Well, the Young Audience Award, we all know, because they work already since 2012, the European Film Academy. I think it's a great initiative that they are very aware about how important it is to reach out for young people, that they know about what cinema is and what film is and where they can see films. And of course, we all know that teenagers spend more time in the internet than something else. So maybe that's also a good way to reach out for them. But, traditionally, the European Film Academy started with these screenings around Europe by making three films available during one day, invite the teenagers, who is the jury then, and they vote for the three nominated films, and then one of them get the award. And, I think it was 2 years ago that the first time we talked with the European Film Academy. They were interested in another project we were doing on a European level, and we start talking about what they could be interested in. And that was actually the start of thinking about doing an application with Creative Europe, so that we maybe could, besides making the film available in the cinemas in all countries, that we also could make it available on video on demand. And we discussed this over a year or so, and then we did an application, and it coincidentally fitted very well in the new schedule of Creative Europe they opened last year. So in 2018 we did this application and we got a grant, because actually it's very innovative what we do. It's like cinema on the one hand in 50 cinemas in every European country in Europe, and on the other hand this VOD release. Where of course the big challenge was, can we really bring the film online in every European territory in a legal way? Because we're also talking about Eastern Europe, about the Balkan, we know that there is a lot of piracy around, and is it still possible to reach out for a teenage public in all territories? Yeah. And that was the challenge.
Because the territory situation can be quite challenging sometimes, right?
Well, you know, if you have a new film, you start with selling that territory by territory normally as a sales company. But what we decided to do in this project, and we think we need for it between 2 or 3 years, is that we do all the old Young Audience Award films that were nominated between 2012 and 2017, make them available on VOD as well as the newly nominated for this year. So we do it step by step. So we started now with the films of 2015 and 16, and we went back to the rights holders who have these films still in place and tried to gather the VOD rights from them. So it means that for one individual film, I had to close maybe between 10 and 20 agreements to get them available on VOD. So make the VOD agreement to bring them on the VOD platform.
So overall, how many films will be available and for how long?
Well, we have now this year a very special situation, because we have three new films from which the right holders agree to bring them online the day after the award. So on May 7, coming Monday, we have those three new films available in all European territories. At the same time, we have four films from the former years. So altogether, we have seven films available. And For example, iTunes Scandinavia, they really love the project, and they will create a special room where all the films can be found together. In the other stores from iTunes, for example, it will be more film by film, but they will be very visible, we expect, because we got great feedback, because it's quite unique to bring a film online with, let's say, 28 subtitle versions.
Where will these films be available?
Well, we like iTunes does not cover the whole of Europe. We also were looking for some additional platforms. We also work with Pantaflix, which is based in Germany, but it's open in the whole of the EU. So also Croatia and Romania, which is not included in iTunes. And then we have the whole of Balkan, where we found a special platform, which is based in Macedonia. It's called Cine Square. Mm. And they have VOD available for the whole of the 14 Balkan countries. So it's really interesting that we can cover the whole of Europe. And if you want to find out as a teenager to where can I find these films right now, next week, they will be available for the coming years, so to say. But from next week on, you just go to the Young Audience Award website from the European Film Academy, and there you find the links. If you click on there, you get automatically into the store where you can get the film.
Okay, so for anyone who wants to watch the films, just go to the Young Audience Awards website and there will be a list of where what films to watch and where to watch them according to the territory of whoever it is that is interested in watching them.
Indeed, yeah. And I mean, in the case of iTunes, we expect that the subtitle versions of all territories will be available. So it means that even a Croatic person, a Croat living in Germany or in Austria, they can also look the film in Croatic with Croatic subtitles, so with Croatian subtitles. So it is very interesting what's going on, because to have this multilingual package available in the whole of Europe is very exciting, because it counts with the future. You know, I mean, there are many diplomats living in Switzerland. Why should they not look their film in their own language, or in Spain or whatever? I mean, there are many Polish people living in Spain. Why not have the Polish subtitle version available there? It caused quite a big discussion with the existing sales company to get this accepted, you know, because they normally prefer to sell one language per territory. But why? I mean, we are not living in DVD times anymore, and why not serve the audience the best you can?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for raising that issue. There's obviously so many things that need to be discussed in terms of film accessibility, in terms of language, in terms of, you know, just getting the content out there to the people. But in the meantime, I thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation again, and good luck with your program.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.